Thank you again for listening to another episode.
That was a weird episode of Angry Beavers.
I fucking can't right now. What the hell just happened?
I didn't think they were going to go that far on Nickelodeon. They did.
Listen, I thought Invader Zim was going to be the darkest they went. But then you come at me with that bullshit. Good Lord Almighty. Now start the recording, guy. Thank you, oh God.
Someone had to save it. I'm slow to come around, I'm quicker to plead the fifth.
I'm kind of a big deal, I'm kind of a piece of shit. Thank you for listening to another episode of whatever the fuck this is that's called Shut Up, Rick. I'm your host and Captain Crunch erotica writer, Rick. Joined as always.
Yeah, it's called Crunchitized, my Captain.
fuck you. Joined as always by the only dude that I'd never known to get off from the honey that Cheerios be, Steve. And the only person that
I blame Jerry Seinfeld for that one.
Fucking asshole. Let me finish. And the only, and all joined as usual by us is the only guy that I know that sits in a Trix Rabbit costume all day, producer Kyle. So how is everyone's week? We are in the end game of the second half of 2020. So far, no murder hornets have hit us. Fingers crossed.
You really want to win that bingo, don't you?
Listen, I'm waiting for fucking aliens to hit us right now at this point. Because that's the only logical next step. Like, okay, January was cool. January was whatever. February was like, oh, okay, hang on. Wait till March. Wait till you see what March brings. March was like, oh, hey, guess what, everyone? Someone ate an undercooked bat. Now you're all fucked. And then April
That started way before March.
I'm talking about stateside, not in China side. I'm talking about our country, America, apostrophe M-E-R-I-C-A, America.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting to see what July 2020 brings. We're only, 9 days in? So, I mean, if we get Yautja, a predator, that's what the predator race is called. I'm just like, okay, if it happens, it fucking happens. So... Let's see. I anticipate the aliens at this point. I'm ready.
Yeah, he goes to bed with his ass in the air all the time. He just wants that probe. He's like, I'm ready, aliens.
Listen, I'm not talking about anal probing aliens. I'm talking like...
Uh-huh. There's only one kind of aliens. You know that. Listen.
I already told you that I don't speak about what happened when I was abducted as a kid. All right, they got up in there. They hit the prostate.
Well, now, and now he knows how Kermit feels.
Yay! Oh my God! What the?
Waka waka, bitches.
Anyway. I'm talking like, I'm surprised that we didn't have our Independence Day aliens hit this month. I am genuinely surprised that, oh my God, I can't even fucking do this anymore. You had to go and ruin Kermit the Frog for not just me, but for whoever the hell else is listening to this. Like, why would you do that? It's Kermit, the most wholesome... of fictional characters, but you wanted me it seemed like this frog is getting fisted on a regular
basis. I think they did joke about that for real though.
Oh my god. What even has this show become? Like, I know we've been in a fucking quarantine, but I feel like this show since then has been just...
It hasn't lost its footing. It became...
Silly producer, you keep your mouth shut. No, I get you. Like, it's like we really haven't lost track. And I thank my co-host and bastard supreme for that.
Bow down, other bastards.
Oh my god. I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about. Oh, Independence Day aliens. That's, like, I feel like that's the next logical... God bless
that,
you.
That was a studio audience sneeze. Then the machine works.
Good lord, that was...
So I hit the sneeze button instead of the clap button.
That's how fucking hurricanes start. Anyway, Independence Day aliens. That's the next logical step.
He's waiting with roses and petals.
Just spread out on the bed like, today you celebrate your Independence Day. Here we go. Like, I just, like I said, we're only 9 days into August. August. Oh, God.
Yeah, we're in August.
9 days into July.
This is recorded in August, everybody, because that's probably when this is coming out.
You know what? Fuck you. You're fucking fired. I know that the schedule... I fucking hate you. I love you, but I fucking hate you. But no, it's like, what the hell could, like, the second half of 2020 bring to us? Unless it's nothing but prosperity, like, what the fuck are we gonna do, dude? Because there have been up vote rises, there were rises in the fucking Crunchberries. I don't say the actual name of the thing.
Yeah, we got it at this point, I think. Carl got it, I know that.
Carl, he gets everything. Me and him have a correspondence, all right? But it's like, what the hell could happen next? Like, unless we see the other three horsemen of the apocalypse, like, what the fuck is gonna happen?
I don't know, they didn't do that well in the video games.
You're a fucking ass. Like, Apocalypse is really doing his damn thing.
That movie wasn't that good either.
Wasn't talking about that movie. I'm talking about comic book Apocalypse.
That's what I was talking about.
You said movie, bitch.
Whatever.
Alright.
Wasn't it called X-Men Apocalypse?
Yes, yeah. But I... Alright then. But still, in the comics, he's a lot more of a threatening force than he was in...
The movie. That movie was more auto-tuned than Apocalypse.
Still, I'm just waiting for the other three horse... Like, I genuinely want to know, like, what's going to happen next? I'm still... The sad thing is, like, I was genuinely looking forward to Murder Hornet so I could be like, oh, man, this shit is really happening. But, like, Murder Hornet's kind of, like, skipped past us.
Yeah, but somebody still made a movie out of it.
Well, because they make a movie about fucking everything. Whenever somebody's scared, are you kidding me? I can't wait till like 2024 when they make a there'll be a documentary and also a fictionalized version of everything going on this year. That's bound to happen. Just, it can't not happen. It'll star Brad Pitt and white actress to be named later.
What?
To be announced, white actress. That's my favorite one.
She was great in That Thing. And then they're going to do the documentary, which will inevitably be narrated by Morgan Freeman. Because you can't not do a documentary without having
him. You know, I want him to narrate his own funeral. That'd be great.
Listen, if you think that man has not already recorded his own eulogy, then you are sadly mistaken. when Morgan Freeman passes, it's going to be a sad day. But you know that he's going to have somebody up there like...
You know how... This is stupid old. You know how like in like the early 2000s, people were going crazy thinking they were hearing like trumpets in the sky? That's just going to be like that. But you're just going to hear Morgan Freeman's voice.
No, like I said, like I'm pretty sure that this man has already recorded his eulogy.
No, so I was talking about people were like, I hear Morgan Freeman.
Like, look up into the sky. I brought you happiness. But when this man passes, you're going to hear some, like, seriously, one of his kids or grandkids or whatever is going to bring up a little, you know, Alexa or some type of speaker. And like, my name was Morgan J. Freeman. I think that's his middle initial. I don't know. It's like, and I lived a great life. I did great movies. I did movies I loved. I got into a car accident once with something that I do not want to speak about. You remember me from Shawshank Redemption, correct? I'm Morgan Freeman, and this is what I sound like.
When was the last Morgan Freeman film I watched?
Probably something Batman related.
No, I want to say it was Las Vegas.
Oh, the one with... De Niro, Michael Douglas.
I wanted to see that. I didn't get a chance to see it.
But you did eventually watch it, right? You did? Didn't you tell me you did? One day?
I did watch it one day. I just almost forgot I did.
Because movies like that, they always need a black friend. That's why they had Morgan Freeman. Everybody needs a black friend.
If only I had one.
Anyway, on to the first topic. Because we have been... Oh, God, this first effing topic is a GD mess. A man loses arm wrestling match with his son in Kentucky and decided to pull a gun out on his son. This is the most Kentucky thing I have ever heard in my life. Like, you really that mad that
I mean lost? Too bad. Like, it would make more sense if Kentucky was like touching Florida, because then it would make more sense, but they're not.
I don't know what state touches Kentucky, but this feels like maybe these people have migrated from Florida to Kentucky. Like, they're originally Floridians. That's why this man pulled out his gun after his son whooped him in an arm wrestling match. Like, what the shit, dude? Is your ego that fucking fragile? They're like, hey, no way in hell, man. My son not gonna beat me in some arm wrestling match. So here we go. I'm gonna pull my gun out on this boy. Because reasons, etc. Like that sound exactly.
Yep, exactly. And they're actually disappointed. There should be more guns.
Well, it's Kentucky, so I'm pretty sure like everybody.
It should be like a standoff. Like, I won, motherfucker. No, you lost.
Both of them pulled out guns, but then they also had guns in both hands, like it's a Mexican standoff. Some shit like I they both shot at each other as much as they could, but you know, no bullets hit. Like, they're fucking they
you talking about, you mean like that scene from the Boondocks?
No, I was gonna say they shoot at each other like
fucking, where they shot at each other with fully automatic mags and no one got hit.
No, they shoot each other like stormtroopers. Like, nobody.
That's kinda like the scene, that's kinda like the scene from the Boondocks.
They shoot each other. Yeah, you know what? You're fucking right. I'm so sorry. They shoot each other just like that. Was like, you know, what the hell? You have these guns. Learn how to aim. Oh, man alive. It's just the simple fact that this man's ego was so fragile because he lost to his son. Any other family would have been like, any other father, rather, would have been like, well, son, today's the day. I respect you. No, this man decided to pull out a fucking gun and be like, oh, no, not today, no. Like, It was almost like he pulled it out because he wanted to, like, he thought, like, he was going to take his mother as his wife. I mean, it is Kentucky. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maybe if everybody got off their phones, we could.
No, I'm talking. I'm still contributing. No one knows I'm on my phone.
No, it's just like this. Like, he felt like this dude felt so threatened by his son that he really thought that, like, oh no, my mother's my wife now. She's not your mother anymore.
Okay. Wait, you trying to say that's what the son was saying?
That's what the son was saying.
All right.
Like that, no, that's like what he felt like would have happened. Because, like, why would you pull a gun on your kid because he beat you in a fucking arm wrestling match? Because
he probably felt it wasn't at that point in his life where he should be losing to his son. I don't know.
Like, I don't even know the ages of these two. It's not like his fucking...
That's my point. Like,
it's not like
imagine if he was 10.
It's not like a fucking...
And people were like, oh, man, not again. Like, this isn't the first time he's...
Like, he's got one gimpy arm, and that's the one that he wants to fucking arm wrestle his kid with. Like, he lost to a 3-year-old. Like, that's the shit about it. Like, hang on, let me see if I can find out how old this kid was that he lost to his father. Nope, no ages. But the funny shit about it is that after he lost to his son, there was an 8-hour standoff between him and the authorities. 8 hours. What the fuck is wrong with this dude?
I mean, that's very impressive to be there for 8 hours. I mean, like, come on, we gotta get lunch sometime.
Oh, you know they had food delivered.
Well, what's the point in guns at each other?
Exactly. They're like, just put the slice of pizza or whatever the fuck the food they got in my mouth.
No, no, you have to, like, get someone that is neutral to, like, feed them.
Like, the mother was there just like, please put the food in my mouth. I don't know what type of food they got. It doesn't, you know. In this fiction we've created, it's always pizza. I don't know why. Maybe because it's just the easiest handheld food for some reason.
A sandwich, burgers. Burgers are easy handheld.
I guess.
Hot dogs.
Listen, shut up. I'm just trying to say when it comes to, like, handheld food, you can eat the pizza down to the crust and just be like, okay, that's the end of
well,
it.
Well, the other two, I mentioned you eat the whole thing.
Yeah, but when it comes to pizza, all you have to do is eat down to the crust. You don't have to worry about biting someone's fingers accidentally.
How? Why are you chewing if you can accidentally eat someone's fingers that's feeding you?
I didn't say eat. I just said bite. Like, when it comes to, if you're feeding somebody a burger, there is a 10%, 20% chance you're going to bite that person's finger if they're feeding it to you. Because they don't know how hungry you are. You're not going to, you're just going to be like, oh, burger, I love this. Especially depending on where the burger's from, you're going to, oh, I love this burger. I can't wait to get this burger, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, that was the tip of my ring finger. You bit. Oh, I'm bleeding.
It's just the tip.
Just the tip. You had to go there. I'm glad you went there.
Producer Kyle's trying to figure out how to put on his bra.
Shut up.
I mean, I've heard people have difficulties taking their bra off, never putting one on.
Well, because he doesn't know the one-hand method. But still, the simple fact, like, 8 hours. 8 fucking hours. This man had a standoff because his son beat him in a fucking arm wrestling match.
I'm going to assume that the son is like 15.
Listen, the son has to be younger than puberty age for this man to lose his collective shit that over the simple fact that his son beat him in an arm wrestling match.
That's like, I mean, most people wouldn't want to lose to their kid or son.
But no, if you lose to your son at a certain age, you're like, all right, kid, I get it. I respect, you know, you've done what you had to do, you know? They, like, it was like on some real movie shit. It was like, I respect you, son. You finally beat... I don't know why I went Stallone voice just then. Yeah, I respect you, son. You finally beat me in this match. I love you. But this man's ego is so fucking frail that he was like, no. You pulls out the gun. Well, you're not, no. You know what? No, you're not beating me today. Like, he didn't even ask for a rematch. He was just like, fuck it. I'm going to pull out a gun and hold my family hostage.
There's two possible outcomes. Either A, this is not the first time this has happened. Or B, the son was such a, like, over-gloating winner. Like, I finally beat you there.
But how much was he gloating that
he probably told him to cut the shit, like, more than once, and then the guy came out? That's one of my theories.
No.
The other one still stands that this isn't the first time that this happened.
Listen, okay, this is the thing that they don't say in the story. Like, he had to have beaten his dad, and then for, like, a week was gloating so much that the fucking father was like, I can't take this shit anymore, Eleanor, because that's his wife's name in this fiction. And then just pulled out his gun and was like, no. All right, that's enough. I've had enough of this. This kid can't keep gloating that he beat his old man in a fucking arm wrestling match.
The thing is, it probably went beyond gloating. Because we're in the internet age, so he probably made, like, a TikTok about it. It's probably on Facebook.
Oh, you know! You know he had somebody videoing, like, one of his siblings or his mother videotaping this.
And, like, and their family is, like, other families. It's just, like, he probably was brought up to by, like, some of their grandparent. Oh, you lost? You was a bitch.
How dare you lose an arm wrestling match to Jason? I would raise you better than that. You should still be whooping his ass till he's 21. No, that shit hurt that dad's ego hard and fast to the point that he needed to pull out a gun. Man alive, what the fuck is happening in this world right now? Like, if I had a son and he beat me in an arm wrestling match, I wouldn't be like, oh, nah, fuck that. No. Hey, little nigga.
Yeah, you would. Rematch right now.
No, if he beat me in an arm wrestling match at, like, 10, I wouldn't be like, hey, listen. There's no way this happened. All right? I don't know what the hell you're
like,
on.
Look. I was already drunk. Rematch when I'm sober.
I don't know. Drunk strength is a hell of a drug. But still, it's like,
I let you win.
Yeah, you know, on some real shit. Like, just like, you know, when you play with little kids and they grab your hand and you shake them, like, oh, so hard. Like, you know, like that. I would probably do. But if he legit, like, if preteen, if I had a son and he's preteen whooping my ass at fucking arm wrestling, I'd be like, wait a minute. I don't know what's going on. You ain't getting this from your mother's side, et cetera, et cetera. What the fuck just happened? Did I just raise the world's first mutant? Like, do you have some surprising superpowers that I need to know about? Because also, like, that would be great, but still, like, just, you know, let me save face in front of your mother. I would like to have her respect still.
Instead of the gun, do you just, like, crush him mentally on what your mom does to you, what his mom does to you behind closed doors? worse. Do you take it? Do you take it that direction?
Wait, so did
instead
you
of the gun, you just like, you know,
let him know what you and your you and his mother do. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, you know, okay, yeah, you won this one, but guess who's tapping that tonight? You won't get that.
Do you want to know why? You don't have a little brother or sister.
Listen, you only saw on the way out. I see it on the way in every fucking time. And you know, there's a reason you don't have siblings. Because I don't want another one of you little fucking bastards beating me. Arm wrestling in 5 years. Wait, I mean 10 years. Never mind, 15. So that's why she's on the pill and I got a vasectomy. What? Those things don't always take, but what the hell?
Yeah, that happened to my stepdad. His didn't take. That's how he ended up with another kid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, those things, they don't, like, always take. They're not, like, getting your tubes tied. Like, when you get your tubes tied, they might, but vasectomies are a different thing. They always don't take. No, not always. They sometimes don't take. So it tis what it tis. Anyway, I think we've talked about this enough.
Yeah, what's our... Don't we have another subject?
We do, because it's fucking gross, and because this is this show.
It's gross. What was it again?
South Korea has waited 16 years.
Who's waiting for this?
I don't know, but some people in South Korea
have
been
waiting. You know what I really want? The taste of green onion first thing in the morning.
Like, I get the Chex Mix is a thing, but why were they so excited after 16 years?
I didn't know Chex Mix came in different flavors.
Nobody is looking for green onion Chex Mix. I can't say nobody because we haven't even got it stateside. It's
we're not gonna get that. We're not gonna get that. No one here wants that.
When it comes to green onions, there's really no fucking flavor.
There's flavor to green onion. What the hell's wrong with you?
There's barely any flavor in green onions. But it's still in
the same
breath.
Do you want shallots?
I do want shallots. I do.
Alright.
But still, in the same breath, it's like, why did you... What? Okay, listen. Not even the fact that it's green onion flavored. It's just like they waited 16 years. Like, what was the fucking holdup?
You had to figure out first why people want the flavor of green onion first thing in the morning. Second, how to get the flavor of green onion out of cereal.
Like, this feels like a...
So, yeah, 8 years of both. 8 years of trying to figure out why. And...
Like, I love to have an awful taste in my mouth first thing in the morning instead of, something sweet. I love it. I can't wait to have my breath smell terrible after just brushing my teeth.
Wait, you eat cereal after you brush your teeth?
Some people do. I do.
That's gross.
Well, I don't eat cereal right away. Like, I let the toothpaste taste.
I'm about to say.
I'm not one of those people. Oh, are you kidding me? When I was young, I used to do that shit where it's like.
And then regret.
Exactly.
The first
regret.
Spoon was just, why did I do this?
Toothpaste and
no, I never
juice.
Did that. I always brush teeth after eating because my mouth felt cleaner.
No, I was the one that was like, I would brush my teeth first thing in the morning when I got up, then eat. I waited some time, and then it's like, okay, before that, after the toothpaste taste got out of my mouth enough, it's like, okay, it's time for me to have some apple juice.
That's like people that want toothpaste, taste, orange juice flavored stuff.
Ugh.
Those people are weird.
That's a kink for people, and I don't get it, but all right. Weird. Like, it's the worst taste in the world.
Yeah, orange juice and toothpaste.
It's literally the worst taste in the world, but some people are like, oh yeah, I love that fresh after you brush your teeth and orange juice. Ugh. Oh, here I go. Oh.
Okay. That went a lot further than I thought it was going to.
But still, the simple fact that South Korea, what the hell is happening in that country? That, like, they're, like, is stuff, like, so boring there or not?
You know, during the quarantine, yeah, it probably is. Like,
they're, like, the rest of the world, they're under quarantine. But it's still, like, we're not.
Yeah, some places are under quarantine a lot stricter than others.
Listen, let's not even get into that because when it comes to this quarantine, people are really picking and choosing what they want to do. Especially in this country.
Yeah. The picking and choosing is definitely right.
Because some people are like, it's my constitutional right not to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Like, you sound like a fucking idiot when people say, like, when I see videos of people saying that. Like, you're just trying not to get other people sick. It's not your constitutional right because there's nothing in the Constitution about fucking masks.
Well, that's where our founding fathers had. They had masks and they was like, you know what? It's their constitutional right not to wear one. Don't put that shit down there.
That's like in the, like, 47th Amendment. It's like, and then, one
fuck
day,
masks.
One day when a pandemic happens in this country, fuck masks. That's all we have to say. Fuck masks. Got it? Okay, no one will read this far into the Constitution. But still, fuck masks. Like, no, that's not how it happens. Like, it's just something to prevent other people from getting sick. Like, I know several people in my family that have gotten, like, thank God they made it out the other side. But, you know, there's a lot of people that
don't
make it.
That sentence can be taken a very different way.
Say that again?
That sentence can be taken a very different way.
You know what the fuck I mean?
Thank goodness they made it out to the other side.
They survived.
There you go.
You're fucking fired. No, but like, it's like I said, thank God they made it, they survived it, but there's a lot of people that haven't yet. And it's, you know, it's people like these ones like, oh, I don't need to wear a mask, blah 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 blah, blah, etc. And it's like,
the weird thing is A lot of states are actually doing better. Our state, for whatever reason, I don't understand it, is doing better.
No, you know, I saw in the paper the other day, like, the Tuesday was the first day where no one had passed from Crunch Berries. That was the first day since fucking March.
You talking about everywhere or here?
No, just be...
Everywhere
I think
in
state,
the
U.S. State. No,
in
the state.
In the state, okay.
In the state. Since everything's gone down, Tuesday, July 7th, because I don't know when this is getting released. Tuesday, July 7th is the first day on record in our state where nobody has
your bra's
passed
coming
from Crunch Berries. So that's a good thing, even though this thing has taken so many fucking lives.
Wow.
So, boobs, they're great, correct?
When have they stopped?
I don't know a time where boobs weren't great.
I mean, no one's saying let's make boobs great again. They never stopped being
great. Exactly, they never stopped. They've always been incredible and excellent. All right, don't you agree?
I think I was agreeing, but yeah.
Oh, producer Kyle's back. He went somewhere and missed a whole part of the show, but okay.
He's going to hear it anyways.
I know. And then the burp from the studio audience. That had some bass to it. So, yeah, that's a thing that happened.
You are reaching for any type of story. Oh, okay. All right, I'll break up a story. I... almost hit another deer the other day. It was hilarious.
Wait a minute. What?
Driving a vehicle, as vehicles do. Vehicle. Yeah, I said vehicle.
You had to hit that H hard, apparently.
I have always stuffy nose, so it doesn't sound like I say things when I do say
you
them.
You gotta hit that hard H to vehicle. Vehicle.
A automobile, asshole. Yeah, almost hit.
Just say your fucking car. I don't know why you said vehicle.
I was trying to stretch the story. Anyway, yeah, it was hilarious. Almost hit another deer, and then it'd be like the second deer in like a month. You do know where we live, right?
Yes.
Okay, then that's not really that surprising.
But still, like, in Waterbury,
Who said I was in Waterbury?
Oh, no, okay, I thought you were in Waterbury. I thought this was a Waterbury story.
Oh, no, I said a story.
Okay.
You do know what state we live in.
It's deers run rampant.
Yeah?
You know, you're going to have to cover them burps up. You fucking up the recording.
All I wanted to do was see the ocean. And the deer was like, fuck you.
The deer was like, oh, I'm not having any of this today.
I said, why is there a deer so close to the ocean?
Because fuck you, that's why.
That's pretty much.
It wasn't fucking around that day. It was like, I want to see the ocean too. You know what's funny that you even bring that up? What? I was thinking about the movie Bambi again the other day. I don't know why.
Oh, your favorite part is when you heard the gunshot? Mine too.
Second favorite part.
Didn't she still make that jump, though?
Huh?
Didn't she still make that jump, though?
She made that jump. She just got shot in midair.
And she got fucked up on that landing. Hell yeah.
Fucked. But it's just, I still find it very funny that even
good
though...
Good shot in the Hunter, though. No, no one says that.
Can I fucking finish? I just find it very funny that even though Bambi is a boy... There's way too many strippers that use that as their name. I don't know why I thought about that so much, but that's a thing.
I think he's telling the truth. Probably. It's been years since I've been in a strip club. I don't remember anyone named Bambi.
No, I haven't been it, but it's like, you know, that's like a staple of strip clubs. Like fake names. Like, it's just...
Yeah, you got your three, your Bambis, your Bunnies, your Barbies.
Yeah, but it's still like I still find it weird that that's for the most part that was at first a boy's name.
Was it?
In the Bambi? Movie Bambi.
In the movie, yeah, but can you confirm that?
That Bambi was a male? Yeah, Bambi had kids.
Did you not see? Did you not see
the rest of the
sequels?
Movie?
Like,
not
or the rest?
No, not the movie. I mean the name.
No, he's not talking about that. He's saying in the movie Bambi, no, Bambi is a male. No.
What I am saying is because.
Oh, you're trying to.
Because he equated it to strippers. So how in the world do you know that that's only a boy's name? That's only going on.
Because in the 30s, who the hell else was named Bambi?
Have you ever met a guy named Bambi at all?
No, because for some
reason... That sounds like a rejected song title. Have you ever met a guy named Bambi?
That would have been a song that fucking Elton John sang in the 70s.
And just like, nah, this is dumb.
Have you ever met a guy named Bambi? Still, like, okay, for the record, why would they name the male character of their movie... Bambi.
Words names can be unisex, you know.
Yes, I'm well aware, but to this day, Bambi is associated with females, not males.
Uh-huh. And I don't understand why that surprises you.
No, he just put the thoughts together. They came in at separate times, and he was like, I never thought of the movie Bambi. But every time I ever heard the name Bambi, it was attached to a stripper.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, you can't really, you know, think of that's that odd, considering that there's certain names that can be unisex.
Yes, but this is the thing. I've yet, in my X amount of years of life, I've yet to meet a man named Bambi.
Other than Bambi.
And that movie is like 80-something years old. 70, 80-something.
Maybe you have met a man named Bambi. But they're not calling themselves a man right now.
So they call themselves Bambi? Oh, you're an idiot. Yeah, I just got where you're going with that.
Like,
who knows? I mean,
well, no, because generally when they like choose their new name, it's usually something along those lines.
I get where you're going with that.
Like, my name is Hank, but now I go by Bambi.
My point being is that even though Bambi was a male, such a female name, like it's so associated. You know, let's just fucking stop talking about this right now.
Why, are you embarrassed about your stripper past?
Listen, my stripper name was Lex when I used to get on stage and drop it low for the ladies. That was my name.
Did you steal 40 cakes?
I did so much more than that.
If you got the reference, you're cool. If not, then you're not cool at all.
No, I get it. Like, listen.
But, I was in Westport. I was like, I'm by the ocean. Let's go see the ocean. And then a deer shows up.
And was like, ah, fuck your day.
Pretty much. I took pictures of the deer.
You wanted to see the thing you almost murdered forever?
Or could have killed me, depending on how fast I was going.
Yeah.
No, deer fuck up more people than,
you're not supposed... Like, when you hit a deer, you're not supposed to stop after you hit it. You're supposed to just keep going. Because apparently hitting a deer is like hitting a brick wall. So depending
on how deer fuck up more people than anything else in the woods. A deer fuck up more people than bears, wolves, mountain lions, or cougars, or whatever phrase you want to use.
I don't know if Connecticut is known for its cougar inhabitants.
Actually, I've seen one. Well,
not those type of cougars.
No, but no, the animal type I've seen.
In Connecticut?
Yeah. Connecticut? Yeah.
What was her name? Samantha, probably something like that.
I mean,
that,
yeah, right? if you want to stick around and find out its name, then go right ahead. I will be going the other direction.
Its name was Samantha. Her name was Samantha, right? She's like,
no, I'm dead serious.
Hey, Nab, would you like to come for me with a
drink? I was like, holy shit, is that my line?
You know what? Then I'm glad that I haven't been to the parts of Connecticut that you.
Oh, not recently. I'm talking about years ago. Okay. But I have seen one in real life. I'm like,
shit. Well, still, I'm glad that I haven't been to the parts that you have, because I have yet to see any type of cougar, mountain lion, etc. I mean, I've seen bears in Waterbury, or Connecticut, rather.
I saw bear.
I've seen those. I've seen fucking wolves.
Yeah, I almost hit a bear, and this is the second time I almost hit a deer.
One time I was up at one lake, and we're just hanging out. It was like maybe March, April, and we hear, you know, footsteps.
I told you the first time I almost hit a deer, right?
You did not.
All right, so the first time I was doing like 75, 80 on the highway really late at night.
Oh, there you go. You're breaking the speed limit, criminal.
It's during crunchberry season, so no one's driving below 80. That is slow. Right. That is slow now on the highway.
That makes sense. I get that.
Okay. No, I'm dead serious. If you're doing like 65, 70 on the highway, now people are like, get out of the way, slow ass.
Basically, everybody's listening to Move, Bitch by Ludacris.
Pretty much. Especially late at night when it's only you and the other person on the highway. I'm like, pick a lane. You can speed in that one.
But you can still hear the song coming from the...
No, I'm talking about like when it's like one morning and you're on the highway by yourself and the person like speeds and then slows down and like yet the headlights are like reflecting off of the mirror and like
their high beams on
or not? Well, yeah, because a lot of parts in Connecticut there are no lights on the highway.
Oof.
But you knew that.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, this is a four lanes right here. Do you have to be in this one?
That's when you start going all fast and furious, channeling your inner Dom Toretto.
You mean kind of fast, but really angry? Really, that's the one. Well, anywho,
quick and mildly, mildly agitated.
No, but I was doing like 75, 80 on the highway, like late at night. And I see the deer is on the side of the highway, which I don't understand why it's on that side, because on the other side is a cement wall to the other side of the highway. So it's like on, like, ass towards the wall, and woods is that way, but it can't get to the woods because it's kind of like a drop. And it's just standing there. And as I approach, it walks and stops in my lane.
Yo, the same shit happened to me one night when I was living off of Scott Road. I was coming up, you know, where I lived, and then there were deer on the right side of me, but then, like, to the left is nothing but highway. But these deer were like, well, fuck you. We're just going to cross. Like, where are you going to go? If I don't hit you, that Mack truck might.
Exactly my point. That one, I think, was literally trying to get me. I'm like, because it stood.
It's trying to get a deer lawsuit. It stood,
like, on the side of the highway for a good minute until I got, like, close to it, and then it starts walking across. I'm like.
It was trying to get a lawsuit. It was trying to show up in court. Like, Your Honor, this man.
He was doing 75, 80 on the highway at 1 in the morning. When there's no one else on the highway.
There was no one else there, Your Honor. And so I'm seeking damages in the amount of $1 million because of all of my deer damages. That's deer damages. I don't know if you guys got that.
Though my ongoing joke is, I think that's a rite of passage for deer. If you survive, you're like king of the forest for a week.
You have a story to tell when you go back to the other deer folk.
Like oh, hey, Billy, why are you limping? Got hit by a car.
But they only got my back leg. I'm going to have to walk with a limp probably forever. But still, I survived.
I mean, deer aren't as tough as, like, the Canadian moose. That will destroy your car.
Listen, I have never been to Canada, but, it was a fucking joke, woman. I don't know, like, I can only imagine what hitting a fucking moose is like.
The closest
like, it's gotta be like hitting, like, the side of a fucking gross, like, just a steel building.
The closest damage I've seen was when they simulated kind of on Mythbusters.
On Mythbusters?
They kind of made like a fake moose to hit.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I don't remember that episode.
Look up that clip when we're done with the recording.
No, that's the funniest shit because I loved that show. Like, Mythbusters was basically like, it was a show where it was like, oh, damn, but also like, oh, really? Like, because it was like they proved so much stuff wrong, but it's like they did it in such a dope damn way. Like, when it ended, I was genuinely upset. That show should still be on the air now.
Nah, they kind of hated each other.
I didn't know about that.
The dude
with the walrus mustache, he just... Jamie Hyneman, that's the one dude whose name I remember. The other one with the walrus mustache, he just seemed like he just didn't want to be there, though. So.
He didn't like being on camera and stuff. He liked doing the experiments, that was about it.
Yeah,
Is that why he's... Is that why he wore that stylish beret?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. No, Adam Savage and Danny Heyman, they tolerated each other, but they didn't really like each other.
I did not know that. That is news.
They have no ill will against each other.
He just didn't want to be a part of that show as
well. No, he just didn't want to be, like, he didn't like being in front of the camera.
Then why agree to the fucking show?
I mean, they were probably getting paid a lot because...
Oh, no, they've definitely getting paid a
clip. There was a couple of times they weren't allowed to do experiments because of their, I guess their life insurance policies from Discovery. So, either they had to have someone else do it who was more expendable, or...
That's why they had the Mythbusters... tripped over my tongue. It was like, Mythbusters Junior. Mythbusters Junior. Like, the... Was Carrie... fuck, I can't remember the other two dudes. But that's why they always had them doing their extra stuff. Because they probably didn't want to...
No, but there were sometimes they would want to do certain stunts, I guess. But they weren't allowed.
Their insurance wouldn't let them.
That was the other thing that Jamie didn't like was the control that that Discovery had.
Boo earns.
Oh, no, because sometimes you want to explode certain things.
Cause... Listen, that show, I wanted nothing more but explosions when I watched it. Like, if there wasn't an explosion in the show, I'm like, I'm going to waste my time with this episode. Why? Why aren't they proving if Elvis is still alive?
Dude, Mythbusters was a hard sell for me. And when it started...
No, once it started, I was all
about it. Oh, no, because there was a show I used to watch called Brainiac. And their first season was like 80% of Brainiac. I was like, I already know the outcome of this.
I remember that show. I do. I vaguely remember, I should say.
They had a fun hatred of caravans. They always had a new way to make one explode.
For real.
If it didn't explode, they made it explode anyway.
Well, that's the same thing with, like, I feel like with what Mythbusters Juniors were doing. Like, they were like, okay, here's how it actually happened. But you know what? Let's make this shit fun and really blow it the hell up. You know what I'm saying? That's just, oof. I hope they bring that show
back. Was it Jane, the one that made the 7-Up machine that shot 7-Up cans? Remember that commercial?
I don't remember that commercial. I remember it being a thing in Maximum Overdrive.
No, for a commercial, they had like a 7-Up machine that like shot 7-Up cans, and I think he was the one that made that.
Oh, I genuinely have no idea. Okay. But you know, it would make sense if that was him. It genuinely would.
It was either him or Adam Savage. One of the two or whatever. But, yeah. I think that was... I don't know. It was something they brought up early on. But, no, yeah. Mythbusters was almost a hard sell for me because of the show Brainiac.
Listen, Mythbusters, when that show first hit, I was like... Okay, let's see. Like, I remember one of the earliest episodes that they did was proving that if you shoot a... It was something to do with Jaws. It was like, if you shoot a helium tank, it's not going to blow up. And I was like, well, how am I going to kill sharks now?
Same thing with a propane tank. It's not going to blow up.
It was like, well, if a shark is killing my family...
Or shooting a gas tank on a car, same thing.
Yeah, it was like, come on, man. I need to protect my family. I need
so from sharks that drive with propane.
If I can't kill these sentient sharks...
Why wasn't that a movie?
Listen, you know what?
Sharks,
sharks
that drive with propane.
Listen, you just gave Sci-Fi Channel their next fucking franchise. After Sharknado, you have just given them... I don't know what the hell it's going to be called, but it's going to be something to have to do with sentient sharks that drive with fucking propane tanks going around the world is like, rah, take this, human.
We're going to need a bigger car.
We're going to go. Oh, God. I think that's a good place to call it.
Sharks and Drive or Propane Tanks should be the name of this episode.
If you think it's fucking not, then you're sadly mistaken.
Sharks and Drive Propane Tanks?
No, Sharks that Drive with propane tanks.
Shark?
Shark? What the fuck are you from, Maine now? Sharks? Sharks that Drive with propane tanks?
Where did that come from?
Sharks?
Oh my God.
Sharks that Drive with propane tanks? I tell you, don't go around there. Those were the sharks with propane tanks live.
They drove.
They drove there. From
sharks.
Here in Maine, we don't, those sharks, we don't take any guff from them. Just watch out for those sharks that drive with propane tanks.
Is Maine basically Canada Light?
I'm sorry, what?
Is Maine basically Canada Light?
Canada Light.
Light.
Canada Light.
No, Maine has got that, still has that transatlantic voice where it's like, oh.
No, wow. It depends on what parts of Maine you go to. I mean, like, was Maine near Quebec?
I don't know.
No, but you'll get, like, some French-speaking Canadians.
Probably.
Come down.
Like I said, I don't know geography that well, so. But still, it's like, oh, well. What are you doing?
No, because when I was younger, I used to vacation in Maine.
What do you want here? We're going to go get those. We're going to murder those sharks with propane tanks that drive. That's so the fucking episode title.
Sharks that drive with propane.
No, sharks driving with propane tanks.
All right, that's a good place to call it. Thank you.
You know what? Just listen back to the end, and you'll get it one day.
You're an idiot.
No, we said it right one of the times.
One day, yeah.
I'm just trying to get it because I got to write it down. So
right. I said just listen to the end bit and you'll get it.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of this dumpster fire we call Shut Up Rick.
This one's more dumpster fire than normal.
A misery.
I can feel the heat from here.
Fuck you. You're fired, but you're rehired. Thank you again to my co-host and producer.
All right, 72-year-old old man.
Oh, you try having my hips, and then you, and then we'll talk.
Well, his hips don't lie, so I mean.
Oh no! They just get really stiff.
And angry.
Yes.
Angry at young people.
So, all right. Thank you for listening to another episode of Dumpster Fire. We call Shut Up Rick. I appreciate Carl and the other listeners that we have. This is a misery podcast fan cast. So
shoot, this is like a bigger dumpster fire than normal because I can feel the heat from here.
Listen, I feel the heat all the time. Like that song from the 80s. I don't know who the fuck sings that song. I feel the heat burning or not. Whatever it is. Anyway, thanks for listening. Cut the recording, Kyle.